This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
6:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:33 now. Great article in the Baltimore Banner from Andy Koska, who will be on this show at 8:30, about the firing and the things that took place before and after Brandon Hyde was fired. And the frustrating thing about this article, Ed, is a lot of the speculation that fans had that even I tried to put away for them. This article answers those things and kind of tells them you're wrong.
Yeah.
But they're going to believe what they want to believe and not believe the quotes, the direct quotes from players. One of the things was people thought Brandon Hyde did not aggressively approach some issues with the team. And the article has it's Andy Koska interviewed players on condition and anonymity. And one of them said, in a meeting in Anaheim, he went after the hitters. And I'm paraphrasing it, saying we have a lot of first-round draft picks in this room and you're not playing like it. Mm-hmm. How does he not aggressively approach some of the issues when he called a meeting and called them out in front of their teammates?
The problem is people are going to believe what they want to believe no matter what people say. The players can support. I read the article. It's like, you know... They're very supportive. They felt terrible. They kind of let him down or cost him his job. And he took them on, and he did. He said exactly that, according to the article. He said, all these first-round picks, and you guys aren't acting like it or playing like it. They call out the hitters. But people are going to say, well, what are they going to say? Of course they're going to say that.
It's condition of anonymity.
It's just...
Nobody's going to find out who they were. You can speculate, and I know a lot of you... I bet he said this, I bet. Another thing was... He lost the clubhouse. A fourth player said he was liked in the clubhouse. It wasn't like he was ostracized or he was over there and we were over here. Never lost the clubhouse.
Right.
It was never like we were alienated against him. He never lost the clubhouse. So let's take the body count. I told you he never lost the clubhouse. Andy Koska, who's writing this article, says he never lost the clubhouse. And more importantly, the players are telling you he never lost the clubhouse. There was so much more going on than, and I think sometimes we want to just make it so simple. Oh, I know what's wrong. What? Hyde's lost the clubhouse. The player's telling you he didn't. He didn't. And if you don't believe what's in the article, it's because you don't want to believe what's in the article because it goes against what you believed before you were given direct information from players. I felt a little vindicated because it was everything that I was telling people all along. And Andy was able to interview the players without telling who they were and get those direct quotes from them. So reading that article, Ed, what do you think the problem was? If it wasn't Hyde, what do you think the issue was?
I don't know. The players weren't playing. I mean, they liked him. They feel guilty he got fired. They knew they were going to according to what I read, they said they felt they were going to cost him his job. They said they knew someone had to go, and they're just not playing. They weren't playing. I don't know what caused it. So, I mean, everyone's always looking for a cause. I don't know what caused it. Apparently no one does because the experts down at the yard, they can't fix it. I don't know what caused it. But they certainly weren't playing up to their level. And unfortunately, they weren't playing at once, except like O'Hearn, who was having, you know, an MVP season. Fifth in the majors in batting average right now.
Unreal.
It's unreal.
Yeah, he's having one great season, no doubt about that. Now, early in the article, it talked about not having a lot of support and help going out and getting that. To me, if that's written, and again, we're going to have Andy Koska on it at 8:30. If I'm writing the fact that you didn't add anything in any pieces, you think maybe some of the players kind of mentioned, well, one of the problems is they didn't add any players or any pieces. You think that was kind of mentioned by the players?
It was actually in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was in the article that they was another, you know, anonymous player said, thought he could have done more, you know, in the offseason, free agency and stuff. Yeah, that was mentioned. Didn't give them the pieces they needed. Still to excuse all these guys for betting, you know, around 200. So,
let me throw out a player for you. It doesn't give them any excuses, and I agree. You know, we don't need excuses. We need ball players. But in the offseason, there was a player that Jeremy and I thought the Orioles were going to kick the tires on, and then we realized they probably wasn't. They weren't. 2 years ago, in 2023, this player batted 268, had an on-base percentage, really good on-base percentage of 363. Last year, this player batted 245, on-base percentage of 302. This year, 53 games, he's batting 345, on-base percentage of 400, and the OPS almost 900. That player is Paul Goldschmidt.
Mm-hmm.
What changed being in the lineup with Aaron Judge?
Yeah.
I think sometimes adding players does help other players around.
Yeah, protection.
And I'm not saying Aaron Judge is better because of Goldschmidt. Mm-hmm. I'm saying Goldschmidt got into a lineup where he had other people around him. I think, and I said it to you before, I think what the Orioles are missing is that veteran hitter who's been there before. I think you put that guy, some guys, Ed, when you put them in the middle of the order, they change two batters in front of them, they change two batters behind them. You change the two batters before them because you're thinking, I can't put these two guys on with this guy coming up.
Well, look at Juan Soto.
Yeah.
He lost these guys. He didn't have Aaron Judge anymore protecting him.
The ultimate, you know? Some guys are just, you know, they make a difference when you put them in your lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, sometimes you got to go out there and go get those guys. And you're right, Soto right now, OPS 771, but his career OPS is 943.
Mm-hmm.
771 is good for mortals. It's not good for Juan
good.
Soto.
His on-base percentage is good.
But it's not Juan Soto.
It's not Juan Soto.
361 on-base percentage, that's good.
Yeah.
But his career on-base percentage is 418. You know, sometimes you put these guys in your order, and it changes everything. It turns the lineup around. It flips the lineup. And I just think the Orioles did not do enough to go out and try to get a guy that could help influence the lineup. And I think, you know, maybe that's some of the murmuring that's going on right now in the clubhouse. 410-583-1057 is the number. NBA playoff recap is 7:15, but on the other side, we want to hear from you. Hyde reportedly said that other teams in the league viewed the Orioles as soft. Would you agree? And is that mentally or physically? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The fan. Good one, Joe. What a fool believes. 6:47 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn on vacation. And we're talking about the article in the Baltimore Banner by our friend Andy Koska, who will be on the show at 8:30 to talk about this article as well. And Andy had a lot of sources who did not want their names mentioned in the article. I don't blame them. Someone said, a friend of mine said to me, they thought the players were happy that Hyde left because when they were interviewed before the game, Saturday, after he was fired, there was no emotion and nobody ever defended him or said anything. And I had to point out, they're employees. They're employees. And I asked him, I said, if your manager at your job is fired and I put a camera and a microphone in your face, what are you going to say? You're going to say the things that are supposed to be said because you are still an employee. Now, when I can speak directly and not have my name out there, now I'm going to say different things. One of the things that said in this article, six sources who spoke to on the team meeting in Anaheim said Hyde paid special attention in his attempt to revive a slumping lineup. He called for more energy. Many of you said the team needs more energy. He called for more energy, especially when trailing in games. Many of you pointed that out as well. And one source said Hyde went so far as to insinuate that the league had begun to think the Orioles were soft. Now, Ed, when you look at more energy, especially trailing, when you're trailing, that to me, he's insinuating a mental soft, not a physical soft.
Yeah, yeah. I think a little of both, but I think mentally soft for sure, which is not a good thing at all.
It's worse than physically.
It's terrible.
It really is. You can lift weights.
Terrible, yeah. and it sounds like exactly that. And for him to say that, that's a real damning comment, man. That your peers think you're soft. Like, ugh.
And I'm hoping at least, if nothing, those of you who thought Brandon Hyde didn't approach anything and let everything go, I'm hoping this article at least tells you that wasn't the case. Because players are telling you all the meetings that took place, even the one after being destroyed by the Washington Nationals. He called another meeting. So I'm hoping that kind of changes things.
I'm looking forward to talking to Andy later because I want to hear, because the article was great. If you haven't read it, you really should. It's thorough.
Yeah, it is.
It's really thorough.
He did a great job. I think Andy does a great job all the time. You got some text over there for us, Joseph?
Yeah. Good S, Hyde. Sucks it didn't work out here, but he'll be managing somewhere else in the upcoming years.
Okay. Right. Okay. I got you. Good.
Like, I'm glad that he said something to them.
I got you.
He'll have
no
a
doubt.
Job.
Yeah. No doubt. I didn't know where that was going. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. What's up, Rashawn?
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Good morning. Good morning.
Welcome back, Rob.
Thank you, sir.
That's your Georgia vacation, man.
I did.
All right. Hey, so y'all was talking about, you know, like, the lack of veterans, you know, leadership, you know, and you know, I mean, you think about it. They trade away Santana last year, Hayes, Corbin Burns, and, like, all the veterans, you know, they got on the team now. He's not really stepping up. I mean, with Tyler O'Neill, I mean, he can't step up because he always hurt. And it was a guy you talked about, Rob. You've been talking about all season, Alex Bregman, that you went to the
Alex Bregman, yeah, Bregman, yeah.
Bregman, my bad, Bregman, right? So you think that would have made a big difference.
Huge difference. Alex Bregman is a difference maker in your lineup. I mean, if you put Alex Bregman batting third, for instance, the two guys in front of him are going to eat more because of Alex Bregman. Maybe the guy behind him, but he's at least going to impact the two guys in front of him. You're careful in how you pitch to Alex Bregman, Rashawn. So when you have guys in the lineup that you're careful about, you start planning for them and thinking about them before you get to them. Because you don't want anybody on base. So you're already thinking about them before they even get in the batter's box. That's the guy. You said the key. I love what you said. The veterans they brought in aren't stepping up. Well, it's hard to ask a man to do something that he's never done. When have they done that in games that matter? That's my point. That was my point last year, the trade deadline. That's my point now. You got to bring in a veteran who's been there, done that. You got to bring in a veteran who says, this is my DNA. In my opinion, as a hitter, the Orioles have not done that. They've not brought in that guy who says, I've been here. This is my DNA. Not as a hitter. Zach Eflin is the closest pitcher that they brought in.
Yeah.
Midseason, that is. Zach Eflin has been there before in the postseason. But who's the hitter?
No, because, you know, Hearn, he never had that history.
No.
He's having a season of his life. He's having a career year this year.
And he was brought in at the beginning of the season. He was acquired for cash considerations.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they don't have that guy.
I know Cash hopes he just stop getting traded all the time. He's always traded, that dude, Cash. You got some more texts over there for us, Joseph?
The fan base has always been unwilling to blame any one of the players for the season's failings. It's always Elias or Hyde who are responsible. I'm glad it was addressed internally. They have been soft.
Yeah, I will say this. You know, we talk about a lot of things that are said that I think are ridiculous by our listeners. But the one thing that our listeners have been on is they call them soft. And they've been calling them soft all year long. They're saying no energy all year long. They've been on top of that.
Yeah, I mean, they have been. That's the one thing I got to say that's been consistent where people talk about no clubhouse leader, soft. You know, who do they miss? They miss the tough guys on the team. They do. McCann, Santander. Yeah. These are the guys that the fans miss and the callers miss, and now look.
And I asked this question to you all a month ago. I know what McCann brings statistically, but what does any backup catcher bring statistically? Right. What do the backup catchers now bring in statistically? Yeah. What does our starting catcher bring right now statistically? But you got to have a tough guy in there. And I don't mean a tough guy that's threatening to beat everybody up. James McCann was a tough guy. He was.
He was.
He was mentally tough. He wasn't soft. That's for damn sure.
Got his face broken.
95 mile an hour fastball to the face.
In the face.
Yeah. So, I mean, I said it before. I don't know. Whatever he brought to the clubhouse, my question is, how important was it? And I've talked to players who said it was extremely important. Well, my next question is, who replaces it? I think the toughness that we talk about was more McCann than Santander, to be honest with you. Santander was the leader, no doubt about it.
No doubt in my mind.
He was the swagger, but the toughness.
McCann was the guy, yes, 100%.
Santander was that swagger, you know what I mean? That, you know, everything's going to be all right. You know, he's that guy, you know, but the toughness on the team was McCann. Let's go to Wayne and Dundalk. What's up, Wayne?
Hey, good morning, Rob. How you guys doing?
Good morning, Ari. How you?
Hey, pretty good, man. One thing that's worrying me, now, I didn't really find a Hyde. I wasn't really a fan of that, getting rid of Hyde. Unless you're going to bring somebody in there, it's going to be better. I think they probably should let him off the face of Europe. But I will say it was one thing. What was starting to worry me is just watching the decisions by Mantolino. If we do come back and we get a rotation, guys get healthy, there was a lot of things this weekend that I've seen, and I was like, what?
Why are you pitching? Why?
To Devers?
Why are you pitching to that guy, man?
Right. Like, I don't understand it. I don't understand. And then you got – and then there were so many situations. You got top of the bottom – or top of the ninth, I think it was. Mano second. It's one out, you know, or two outs. You got Hanley up, and you got Rushman at DH, and you let Hanley bat with two outs, and he strikes out. Like, I don't understand the decision-making, like, you know – just all weekend. It was just things that doesn't make sense.
You mean you had Rushman as a pinch hitter, you mean?
Well, you could have brought...
You talking about yesterday?
Rushman was a DH.
Okay.
So you could have brought Mountcastle.
What day was this?
Holiday.
What day was this?
He just moved to Rushman. This is Saturday, the first game.
Okay, Saturday. Okay, all right. Okay. So you're saying you could... I got you. You could lose your pitcher in the ninth inning, just move Rushman behind the plate, and just pinch it later on for the pitcher spot. I got what you're saying. Thanks a lot for the call, man.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. opportunity, Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.